4. Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
The views and opinions expressed on this show are of the sponsor, Great Southern Restaurants.
Welcome to Pep Talk, News Radio Pensacola 92.3. 850-437-1620 if you'd like to join the conversation today. I'm your host, PJ. In the studio with me today is Maria and Taylor from Great Southern Restaurants. How are you guys doing today? Good. And let me turn on your microphones. That might actually help.
Hey, good morning.
There you are.
Good morning. We're here.
Awesome. Well, thank you for coming in the studio today.
Absolutely. We love being here. It is September. It's fantastic. Today, there's a little taste of you know, what's to come in the air, which mm-hmm. is nice, which means that this is a wonderful time for Great Southern Restaurants. Let me tell you what, the weather's perfect. It's the quiet before the, you know, before it gets too cold, and it's a perfect time to come out to the deck at the Fish House and have lunch or brunch over at Atlas. But we got a lot of stuff going on at the restaurants that we'd love to talk to you about.
Wonderful. Well, I know the last time you were here, you were talking about the grant for Five Sisters and doing some updates. How are those going?
They are going great. Thank you for asking. It has truly been an honor to be a recipient of that, to be able to do some exterior renovations to the restaurant. And so we are, as anyone who has done any kind of renovations, home projects, building, it takes time and maybe a little bit more time than you thought it might. So we're doing great. Is that William Merrill? He is our chief officer of getting things done at Great Southern. And so we've got all of our quotes in, work has begun. And so it is slow and steady, will be done by the end of the year, but we're looking forward to it.
That's awesome. And that is in the Belmont DeVilliers neighborhood.
Absolutely. The heart of Belmont DeVilliers, where for those of you that don't know, that was the hotbed of blues in Pensacola. And right outside of our front door, we have our blues marker for Pensacola that talks all about the really cool things that happened in the music industry in our community at the time. During the Chitlin Circuit, it was a great, great, great thing. And we celebrate that a lot in the neighborhood.
And when I was there, I think I noticed a mural of Louis Armstrong.
Yep, that is actually on the side of the Truth for Youth Art Building, which is right across the street from Five Sisters. And in fact, we are getting another mural that is going to go up on Five Sisters. So we're excited about that and what's to come.
Wonderful.
And also, too, if you don't follow us on socials, Facebook, Instagram, as these renovations are underway and anything that's cool to post, we'll be posting it there. So make sure you stay tuned for that.
Absolutely. And so with Five Sisters, is there anything coming up in terms of music or anything like that?
Well, we have live music 4 days a week now, or we have, 4 days a week. We have our jazz brunch. Have you ever been to our jazz brunch
before? I have not.
You have to come see us for that. It's so much fun. Saxophone players, all kinds of stuff. And that's from 11 to 3 o'clock every single Sunday for brunch.
That's the Kurt Bowl Band. And yes, they do. They play from 11 to 3. Brunch begins at 10, goes until 4. And we don't take reservations at Five Sisters. So you got to get in, get there early. There's usually a line waiting when we open up the doors. But it's always, always such a good time.
I was glad when we went that we actually did go early. Because by the time we left, it was packed. The band was starting. It was getting kind of busy.
Absolutely. And it's a lot of fun. It's one of those cool places where you'll be in the middle of brunch and people will get up and start dancing and enjoying the music, which
is same Saturday night too. We have our Glenn Parker. He comes out and I live in the neighborhood and you can hear people cheering, shouting. Everybody's excited. You look in the window, everybody's dancing around. So it's a lot of fun.
That is awesome. So tell me what else is going on with Great Southern.
Well, the first event we have coming up is our Atlas Beverage Class, our ABC as we call it. That is tomorrow at Atlas Oyster House. And we are featuring Aviation Gin. And if you've never heard of our Atlas Beverage Class or what it's all about, the whole goal of the classes is to showcase what our local beverage community has to offer. We always, always try to feature somebody local. Sometimes we can't, but I say it every single month. Every time you turn around, there's something new, whether it's a brewery, a winery, a distillery. There's always something.
Let's talk about that real quick.
Sure.
So we have been doing ABC for quite some time now. I think if I were to guess,
I think it's like 15 years.
Yeah, for mm-hmm. quite some time. And as Taylor said, is that we always try to get as local as we can. And when we first started doing it, it was tough. Not gonna lie, mm-hmm. I think we had Pensacola Bay Brewery, and okay. and that was about yeah. it. And now fast forward all these years later, it is just the wealth of local distilleries, breweries has just.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And if you've ever attended our beer fest, I mean, the majority of it now, we do local, regional, all kinds of stuff, not just beer, spirits as well, but the majority of who we have for the festival is local. So it's a lot of fun. We are going to do a regional gen for tomorrow. That's Aviation Gen. And what you can look forward to if you've never attended with us, it's we have two classes every single month. We skip July for 4th of July. Each class is about an hour and a half long, and the first class begins promptly at 5 o'clock, with the second class beginning at 7. Class cost is $30 per person, and we will also do a little trivia round during dessert. But you can expect four courses. So let's say if we're having a brewery, we'll have four beers, and we say it's tasting size. So I think when people hear tasting size or tapa style, they think small. Trust me, you will not be leaving hungry or thirsty. It's a lot of fun. It's out on our Atlas Harbor View deck, which has been recently renovated. So it's covered, rain, shine, hot, cold. We'll always be outside so we can be overlooking the beautiful Pensacola Bay.
That's awesome.
To make your reservation, we do have availability for both classes tomorrow. I have, I think, two tables left for 5 o'clock and a few left for 7. So please don't hesitate if you are ready to sign up. You can call me. My name is Taylor. It's 850-287-0200. You can also text or shoot me an email, taylor@goodgrits.com. Let me go over the menu for tomorrow night. Like I said, we are featuring Aviation Gen, which is a regional company. It was actually the one started by Ryan Reynolds. Mm. Fun fact. For the first course, it's going to be a gin sour that's going to be paired with salmon toast. Second course is going to be a bramble, and that is paired with forest fruit salad. For the third course, we'll have a pomegranate mule that's going to be paired with lamb lollipops. And for our dessert course, it's going to be a cafe Negroni that's going to be paired with crema catalana, which is a chocolate hazelnut cookie and huckleberry sauce. So like I said, we have two times, 5 o'clock and 7 o'clock. We do still have availability for both classes. You can reach out to me for reservations, 850-287-0200 or taylor@goodgrits. They do fill up pretty fast, so if you want to make the reservation, definitely reach out. And then I'll also go over the classes we have coming up for the rest of the semester. October 3rd is going to be Trick or Treat, which is our dark and dessert beer class. November 7th, we are featuring Nosotros Tequila. And December 5th, we are featuring Rollins Distillery, which is based right out of Gulf Breeze. That's always a packed one. So if you're looking to make your reservations, please, please, please do not hesitate and come hang out with us. If you're looking for something to do laid back on a Thursday night, enjoy the weather.
They're fun. They're if you haven't been to one, they're laid back. They're fun. Taylor is the hostess of the event. She does an amazing job. Chef Jason Hughes is our chef. He comes out and talks about the food, and then they do this fun thing where the guest speaker will talk about whatever it is, the brewery, the tequila, whatever, and give some fun facts. And then throughout that, then Taylor does little pop quizzes because it's Atlas Beverage Class. Mm-hmm. So it's a class. So we want to
keeping with the school theme.
That's right. So she gives little quizzes and you can win prizes, whether it's swag or gift certificates. I mean, it's a ton of fun. And it is $35 per person.
Oh, did I not say the price, guys? I'm so sorry. Yeah, it's $30 per person plus tax and gratuity. Then also, too, like I was talking about with staying local, our goal with it is to always have somebody come speak who is a part of that everyday process, whether it's an owner or a head brewer or whoever it is. So it's educational. You learn a little bit. You get to eat, drink, hang out. It's a lot of fun.
And it's a great deal. Have a lot of fun. So, again, if they're interested, taylor@goodgrits.com. Send her a note, and she will get you squared away.
Now how easy is a trivia? Pretty easy.
It's Taylor trivia, so it's
okay. People want to know that they don't have to think too hard to win, especially if they've had a couple.
Yeah, if you've had a couple beverages, no, we won't make it that
We make it fun and easy.
Yes.
Sounds good.
The next event we have coming up is Thursday, September 12th, and that is our Atlas Oyster House collaboration dinner with Brother Fox. The World is Your Oyster, which we've done a couple of these events. We've done two or three?
I think we've done
three.
Three now. I think this will be the third. This will be the
third. They are always a sold out event. It's the first real event that we've done since Atlas is reopening. And this time we are featuring Chef Darian Hernandez from Brother Fox. And if you don't know Chef Darian, or if you haven't been to Brother Fox, he's really turning up the heat in Pensacola's dining scene. His whole style is he pays homage to Pensacola's rich history, and he draws inspiration from Spanish-style cuisine and old-world cookery, utilizing live-fire approach to cooking. Most everything served at Brother Fox, so everything is, like, grilled, whether it's the oysters, the bread, the tortillas. Everything is that old world Spanish style cuisine. And his reimagined take on wood fire cuisine has created dishes that are both exciting and traditional. And together, Chef Hughes and Chef Hernandez have teamed up to present a family style oyster dinner event and share stories of the Gulf, their favorite oyster recipes, and their experiences. So everything is oyster related. So if you're an oyster lover, this event is made especially for you. So I'll go over the courses for the event. First course, technically for the table, it's our Atlas Oyster House salad with bread service. For the amuse-bouche, we'll have East Bay Oyster Ceviche. Then we will have, for the first real course, oysters and pearls, which is champagne cream sauce, Tobiko caviar, crispy prosciutto, and grilled sourdough. Second course is going to be char-grilled oysters. That's fire-grilled Gulf Coast oysters, Spanish chorizo, saffron lime butter, manchego cheese, charred corn relish, and popcorn shoots. For the third course, we're going to be having crispy quail and oyster cream. That's going to be fried Mississippi quail, oyster cream sauce, seared oyster mushrooms, shallots, and white wine. And to finish, it is the chocolate oyster. It's white and dark chocolate shell, dark chocolate mousse, strawberry passion fruit mignonette, white chocolate pearls, salted caramel, and chocolate cracker pearled sugar. It's actually really, really cute. If you can imagine what I put into your imagination, what I just described, it is a little chocolate oyster, and it's filled with the strawberry passion fruit mignonette. It has the pearl inside. It's really, really cute. We actually have a picture of it on our Instagram. If you don't follow us, definitely go check it out. It's a lot of fun. The event cost is $60 per person and will include four beverages and the five courses. Seating is limited. We only have a few tables available. When I say a few, I mean a couple, so two.
So if you're interested, now is the time.
Please reach out. Now is the time. That is going to be next Thursday. And to make your reservation, you will also reach out to me for this one as well, 850-287-0200 or taylor@goodgrits.com.
Maria Ann Taylor from Great Southern Restaurants are our guests today. If you have any questions for them, 850-437-1620. Any other events, Taylor?
We do have some other events. And also, too, everything we talk about, we know it's a lot of information, and it's early in the morning. It's a lot to retain, even for us sometimes. Everything can be located on our website, greatsouthernrestaurants.com. It's laid out very user-friendly. Everything's listed on the right-hand side whenever you check us out, whether it's menus, press releases, every event we have coming up, live music, anything you can find on our website.
Which, you know, go on there, see what we've got going on. But again, all the menus are listed, all the information as far as contact, how much everything costs. Everything is right on the website as well as on our social pages. So please go check that out. As we move on to the other restaurants, so we've got an Atlas taken care of, we've got Five Sisters taken care of, and then over at Jackson's, this is like the, as soon as Labor Day hits, things kind of settle down a little bit, and that is when Jackson's, it is the best time to go to Jackson's. And it's really interesting to see as far as we're at the restaurants all the time, and during the summertime, Fish House is really busy. Atlas is really busy because we get a lot of folks from out of town that come in, and then it'll slow down, and that's when Jackson starts to get busy. But mm-hmm. What we're doing there and what we've done for a number of years on coming up is on October 2nd, which is Wednesday at Jackson's, we are celebrating Rosh Hashanah. So what is Rosh Hashanah? It is a celebration of the Jewish New Year. And it's a happy celebration. Chef Irv Miller is Jewish, and it's one of those things that we love to do for the community. We partner with Temple Bethel, and I say it is a happy. It's all about food. Is really what the celebration is about, and that's why we celebrated at Jackson's. And I will say that the menu is delicious, and it does not matter if you are Jewish or anything, is that the food is delicious. So please come try it out. But we do this every year, and it is a sold out event every year. And we serve this particular feature, but we also serve our regular dinner menu as well. And so it begins at 5 o'clock on Wednesday, October 2nd. And Chef Irv has put together a traditional Rosh Hashanah meal. And it starts with local challah. And for those of you that don't know what challah is, it's an egg bread. It's the braided kind. I'm sure you've seen it all over the place. It is delicious. Mm-hmm. FYI, it makes great French toast, just in case you're wondering. So it's going to start with a little local challah. And then he serves an appetizer of red and golden dish delicious apples. And he is going to have some of that East Hill orange blossom honey. And kind of tradition is to dip your apples in the honey, and that's to wish someone a sweet new year. So that's fun. And then we get on to the main course, which, oh my gosh, it's always delicious. He is going to make some Yukon Gold potato latkes. So they are, for those of you that don't know what latkes are, they're like little hash brown cakes of deliciousness. Of deliciousness. And they're served with some applesauce and some sour cream. And then he's also going to have some fig preserves. So that'll be delicious. And then the entree is Jackson's 10-hour braised brisket. Talk about fall apart. Mm-hmm. Deliciousness. So that's going to be served with a vegetable pomegranate sauce. And then he also, Chef Irv, also makes every year his mom's recipe for kugel. Kugel is a noodle casserole, and it can be savory or sweet. And in this case, his mom's kugel is sweet, and it has, it's just so light and fluffy, and it has a little sweetness. And then you eat that with the brisket. And then on the side, too, is going to be some roasted Brussels sprouts with toasted almonds. And so that entire meal is $35 per person and plus tax and gratuity, of course. But you can come in, have that dinner, or you can order from our regular menu. And in order to do so, please give us a call at the restaurant. That number is 850-469-9898. Or you can go onto our website, jacksonsrestaurant.com. And on the top toolbar on the far right-hand side, there is a reservation link. And if you just click on that, you can make reservations for the evening. And it's really a lot of fun. And the dining room is always buzzing. And we have lots of friends who come who are not Jewish. But again, they come just because the food is so... It's comfort food. Mm-hmm. It's really good food, and it's perfect for the fall season. So we look forward to that every year.
And I did have a question for Taylor. So they were asking about your phone number again.
Did I say it too fast?
I guess so.
My coffee's finally starting to kick in. I'm so sorry.
Kicking in finally?
Yes, it's 850-287-0200. Kind of a tricky one, a little tongue twister.
Sounds good. And it'll be available on our podcast right after the show as well. So awesome. Anything else happening at Jackson's?
No, that's it for Jackson's for this month. But then coming down the pipe for Angelina's, we're really excited. I think that a lot of folks have heard that Chef Ian Gillette is our new executive chef at Angelina's. And he has been there for a number of years, and he has taken the helm, and he is doing a fantastic job and really just turns out some wonderful things. And so we have first on the schedule a food and wine event. It is a fall harvest dinner, and that is going to be at Angelina's on Thursday, October 17th at 6 o'clock. And it is going to be food and wine, and we're going to have a luxury wine specialist, Max Rowe, who's going to pick out some wines to go with these dishes. But it is a 5-course, 4-wine event, and it's an opportunity for Chef to, showcase some of the things that maybe aren't on the menu daily to do some really cool things of locally available sourced ingredients at that time. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to read through the menu real quick, like, and we're going to start off with a local oyster on the half shell with blood orange and chili mignonette. Then the antipasti is going to be a rabbit and pork terrine with pistachio, mustard, and grilled focaccia on the side. Then we're going to move on to wild boar and local mushroom ragu with pappardelle pasta. And then the next course will be a seared rainbow trout with spinach and onion puree, garlic, lemon, pine nuts, brown butter, and herbs. If that's not enough, then we moved on to the grilled venison loin, again, fall harvest, with parsnip, heirloom carrots, blackberry, and red wine jus. And then we're going to finish off with a local honey, Semifredo honeycomb, and an aged Fontina. So that is a full-on harvest dinner. And again, all this information is online. You can go to greatsouthernrestaurants.com and click on the links for the news, and you can see the full menu along with how to make reservations. This event is $150 per person plus tax and gratuity. And you can make reservations by giving us a call at 850-542-8398. Or just like Jackson's, you can go into angelinaspensacola.com, go on the far right-hand side. There's a reservation link. Click that, and you'll be able to make a reservation from there. So a lot of food going on everywhere, which is wonderful.
Yeah, and I know with Angelina's, there's free parking available, but they got to do something. Tell them about that.
Absolutely. Is that there's free parking available at Southtown, and so get validated before you leave the restaurant, and you'll be squared away.
And absolutely. You can do that with the hostess. It's very, very simple.
Very, very, very simple.
Wonderful. Taylor, I didn't mean to cut you off. Did you have something
to
add?
Oh, no. I don't even remember what I think I was saying. Full of food, as it should be.
Ah.
Always right in the world.
Absolutely. And then the only other thing that really is on the burner right now is, and I know it's like people are like, oh, no, don't say it. Don't say it.
I love it. I know what you're about to say.
Holiday party time.
Woo. Mm-hmm.
It's holiday party time. Seriously. If you're thinking about having one and you're looking for a spot, all of our restaurants have spaces, private spaces. And let me tell you what, they go fast. They go fast because there aren't.
Right. We've had businesses that started reaching out for their company holiday parties. I'm going to say like 2 months ago.
It's a deal. So if you are thinking about doing that, again, you can go onto our website, greatsouthernrestaurants.com, and click on the private party link. And you'll be able to see all the information about all of our venues, how many people they hold, what's going on. But seriously, we have a number of spaces that fit anywhere from 20 people to 50 people. The Palafox House seats over 100. So if you're looking for a special celebration during the holiday time, please take a look. And if you'd like some more information or you want to send in an inquiry, you can email events. EVENTS at goodgrits, goodgrits.com, or you can give us a call at 850-433-9450.
Yeah, and your spaces do accommodate a lot of different types of events, wedding receptions, bridal showers, military celebrations, birthdays, corporate retreats, baby showers, holiday parties, like you said, family get-togethers. I mean, you can pretty much do everything.
Absolutely.
You name it, we'll make it work.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, our events team, we've got Katie, Madison, and Logan, and they do an awesome job and kind of they'll hold your hand the whole way through. Mm-hmm. So they make it easy to do something fun at one of the restaurants.
Wonderful. Well, we have about 30 seconds left. Is there anything you wanted to add to the discussion today?
Yeah, absolutely. As it always, today is Wednesday. So Wednesday means it is Wine Down Wednesday at Jackson's, which means that all bottles of wine are half off at Jackson's. And then it is Wing Wednesday at Five Sisters. And then again, if you go onto our website, check out the calendar. We have promos at all the restaurants that go on all the time.
All week. There's always something for you to do every day of the week. Between all of the restaurants.
So go check us out at greatsouthernrestaurants.com.
All right. Thanks for joining us on Pep Talk today.